Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Navuna Business Finance Sustainability Podcast. We are on location once again today. It's Guy B. We are, I was going to say scenes from an Italian restaurant. We're actually in the basement. We can't see very much. But we're in London town, joined with Sabrina from Navuna Business Finance, but also a return for Steve Wardlaw, who is the chief executive of Emerald Life. And we're going to be talking about their small business journey and their take as a small business owner on a number of sustainability issues. Well, first and foremost, what do you say at breakfast time?
Bon petit déjeuner? I don't know.
Bon petit déjeuner.
Thanks for the coffee.
Bon petit déjeuner. Exactly. Breakfast thing. It's much more fun doing these podcasts on the road. Steve, Emerald Life, you've been going 8 years?
Blimey, yes, it flies by. When did we start? 8 years, 2016 we launched, with the aim of some... It's interesting, it ties into lots of things we're talking about now. So changes in the insurance sector, particularly looking at underserved communities, so the LGBT plus community and women in particular, who didn't get, I think, the right service or product from the insurance sector.
It's an obvious question, but in setting up a insurance company for that community, are their insurance needs different?
The short answer is yes to all of those. So there's a few things that go on. If you are, think of insurance as the protection industry. Your job is to protect people. The problem you have, firstly, is one of access. If you only advertise to white heterosexual family men, which if you look at most of the adverts they are, there's a bit of a token washing, ethnic washing, pink washing or whatever currently, green washing. Don't be surprised if your clientele comes from that group. Don't be surprised if people who don't come from that group feel a bit confused, don't really understand what's going on, not sure it's for them.
Being ethical is a big part of your business, it always has been, which leads nicely in an open plan way into this world of sustainability. How easy as a small business owner? I mean, sustainability is a very broad thing. You've got net zero, you've got all sorts, you've got equality, diversity, you've got all sorts of things, you've got financial sustainability. But looking at the greener side of things, you know, the net zero, the renewables, the energy use, the waste, how easy as a small business owner is it, A, to do it, or B, find headspace and capacity to think properly about it when you're probably in the trenches running the business, as most small business owners are?
I think that the biggest part is almost the end of what you said. I would love to have 4 weeks to devote to reading the paper, background, understanding what we need to do, taking principles and turning it into actual fact of purchasing decisions, leasing decisions, you know, replacement materials, things like that. I imagine I'm not alone in saying no circumstances in God's earth will I have time for that. And I think what you need really is, if government says we want to help, please don't issue me a brochure. Have some chap who comes around, looks at your office and says, I would do this, this and this. This is the tax break you'll get. Thank you very much. I mean, that's how the government's going to direct small businesses. I think for us, an interesting aspect that we've started to look at is whether we can also drive behavior by being an insurer. So, for instance, with home insurance, would we give discounts for instance, solar more sustainable flat roof materials. I mean, lots of people say to us, are my solar panels insured? And sometimes it's not clear in some policy wordings because people ridden, you know, insurance doesn't run towards change, skipping and bouncing. So lots of these wordings simply don't deal with heat pumps. They don't deal with solar panels. They don't deal with any other of the energy saving stuff you might do. Should we give a discount if people have proper insurance or if they've had their roofs checked and insulated, because you're often therefore less likely to have a leak? You know, we need to think laterally about how we can incentivize our customers to make the right decisions and receive benefits everywhere, including their insurance premium.
In terms of doing initiatives, whether it's in your product offer or it's in your premises or it's in your energy use, is it difficult for you, but do you think for other small businesses, to really work out what the true cost of becoming net zero might look like? Because, you know, again, if you're a big business, you have a whole team of people poring over big documents and PowerPoint decks and tick lists, and you ask them what you need to do. When you're a small business, you're just looking after your clients, your customers. So I guess there's one thing you talk about, there's a will to do things, and that's positive. But ultimately, you're also aware of cash flow and your report and accounts. Is it hard to get a sense on what a complete commitment might look like financially, or do you see it as an investment for the future?
So the short answer is yes, it's very difficult. And actually, funny if you just touched on it at the end there again. I think at the moment it's difficult because it is being sold to us as an extra expenditure we're just going to have to suck up. Now, if that's the case, I won't spend that until you absolutely require me to by law, which means I'll follow the government's lead and just keep pushing it off forever and ever.
And it almost sits in the red tape bag of messy stuff I have to do rather than stuff that can be part of our corporate culture.
Yes. And so the only way I will move before I have to is if it's going to involve some cost saving or something that makes my life easier. I'm not seeing that at all at the moment. The headlines look great. We're going to change the country. That's great. I need to know what it involves for me. And even some of the papers I've read, and I tragically do read a lot of them, don't really come down to nuts and bolts. I've got four people in office on a high street. How is any of this going to be applicable to me when I'm being battered by energy prices, by business rates, by high street scenarios like that? It makes no sense unless the government, I hope we'll have a, without nailing my colours to my chest, which I'm about to, I do hope we have a change of government this year, because the kind of laissez-faire stuff needs to be replaced in this area and elsewhere by a much more directed industrial/economic strategy right down to the high street on how this is going to work for people.
Do you think there's a need, maybe a leading question, but given the various U-turns we've seen in the last year across political parties, do you think for small business owners who are busy and stressed enough, as you've said, with cost of living, energy prices, etc., interest rate impacts, supply chain, skilled labour, do you think on this issue there needs to be clarity and conviction? This is the plan, this is the help, and let's stick to it.
Yes, I brought it out. I think the problem you have with the country as a whole at the moment is a terrible, terrible lack of investment. I mean, we're talking about sustainability here, but investment, any form of capital replacement, increase investments in small and medium-sized becoming big businesses, things like that. And it's because, rightly or wrongly, meaning rightly, I think businesses are worried about significant changes. And, I can invest in a good climate and I can invest in a bad climate. How I do it might be structured very differently. What I can't do is invest in A and then 6 months later you say B and I throw it away and get B and 6 months later you say C. The government is giving the impression it's not really sure what it's doing by showing it's not really sure what it's doing. And you can talk about the rights and wrongs of it, and it's not a party political point. If a government changes its mind on something, people will be burnt and people will not rush forward a second time when the government says this time. Think of the Peanuts comic with the American football. This time I really won't take the ball away when you go to kick it. Really? Because you've done it every other time. It doesn't imply I want to put my money in here, the UK, in here, a big business, and in here, a small business.
Steve, once again, thanks for your time. Anyone listening to this podcast with quite a passionate ambient noise today, because everyone's having breakfast, but we're out and about with small businesses. Anyone who wants to discover more about Emerald Life on the back of your chat, where do they need to go?
That one's easy. emeraldlife.co.uk. No punctuation between Emerald and Life.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.